الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
Hazrat Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, he himself would work and the palm of his hands had callus formed on them. Now in Islam, which is our present discussion, these big powers who want to plunder our wealth are the ones who regard Islam as being in conflict with their interests. For this reason, they first unleashed their attack on the basis of religions. Their objective also is not the earlier religions of the past. Their objective is to carry the argument to Islam and say that Islam is a religion that is narcotic, whereas when we take a look at the history of Islam and then review properly the era of the Prophet until the present era and those that were followers of Islam, we see that the Prophet belonged to the same lower strata. Allah verily hath shown grace to the believers by sending unto them a messenger of their own.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Quran. In one of his speeches, he said that the main problem of Muslims is that they have abandoned the Holy Quran and have come under the aegis of others. Now, this is very true, which Imam Khomeini is saying. We see that today in the Muslim countries, we see Muslim rulers ruling the country. There are Islamic states, but we don't find Islam in those states. We see the countries making bounds with the enemies of Islam, which are the Zionist regime. And whereas in the Quran, Allah says, don't take your fathers and brothers as a guardian if they love the kufr, the disbelieving upon the iman, upon the believing. And on the other hand, Allah says, don't take the Jews and Christians as your close guardians, because these are the people who are deviated from the right path, from the path which was given by their prophets. And the original path is the path of Islam. Therefore, when we see all these things, we can see that today the Muslim countries, the so-called leaders, they are building the temples and they're bringing the culture of worshipping idols, which the Prophet ﷺ was against it, because when he came to Mecca, he broke all the idols. And on the other hand, having relations with the Zionist regime who are killing the innocent Muslim people in the Palestine, and they're killing the not even the people or the kids, they're also killing the journalists as well. When we look at the ordinary people, there might be something, some reason, but why you're killing the journalists like Shireen?
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Khomeini is saying that the main problem is, you know, what is the main problem? The main problem is that these Muslim countries, these so-called leaders, they have abandoned the Holy Quran. They are not following the Quran, whereas the Islamic revolution of Iran is for the Quran. It is to follow the footsteps of the Quran, and that's why we see the respect that this Islamic revolution has. no other person has in the world, no other system has in the world. Therefore, the main problem is that the Muslims have abandoned the Holy Quran and they have gone under the flag of the others, which is a sin in the eyes of Quran and in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.